This is Rabbi Nissan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Monday, May 22nd, 2023. We will conclude Achav Gimel Amud Aleph 23a, the second section. It is the green text. So yesterday, Friday, actually, we said that if you suffer a loss, you can't get married for 30 days. If your wife dies, you have to wait until at least three regalim have passed. That is the opinion of the Tanakhama, the first opinion in this citation. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, our text, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, Regel Rishon Visheni Aser, you got to wait. If your wife passes away, you have to wait for the first two of the Shalosh regalim to pass. But Shlishi Mutter, you're allowed to get married before the third regal. And now come the important qualifications. V'im ein lo banim. But if, right, your wife passes away and you don't have any children, right, meaning you have not yet fulfilled your mitzvah of having children, mutar lisa la altar, are you allowed to get married right away, mishum bitul piria uruvia, because by not getting married, you're nullifying the mitzvah of having children. So for that, you're allowed to get married right away. Other side of the coin, hinichal obanim ktanim. Right, let's say your wife passed away and you have little children, and you have to go to work. And back in the day, right, the man went to work and the woman took care of the kids. Right, certainly in Talmudic times, mutar lisa la'atam mipnei parnasatan. Right, I mean you can get married right away. Here, parnasa doesn't mean financial support, but parnasatan means somebody to take care of the kids. And the Gemara illustrates with a story, Ma'isa Shemesa Ishto Shel Yosef HaKohen. Right, there was a story when Yosef HaKohen's wife passed away. Ve'amar la'achot, and he said to his deceased wife's sister in the cemetery, right, Ve'es HaKfaros, L'chiyu Parnasi Ebnei Achotech. Right, go and take care of your sister's children, meaning I'd like to marry you. I need your help taking care of the kids. Right, very romantic proposal. 1,300 years before romantic love was involved and an idea abound. Ve'afal pichein, the Gemara says, nevertheless, lo barla ela lizman meruba. He did not have relations with her for a long time. Zman meruba is all right, a long time. The Gemara asks, my lizman meruba, what indeed, what's that period of time? So amar abba lachar shloshim yom. He waited 30 days, so he married her right away, needed someone to take care of the kids. But he wasn't with her until after 30 days. Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, moving on from, dead spouses and marriage, Kol Shloshim Yom LeGihutz. For 30 days, you cannot iron clothing. Gihutz is ironing. Echad Kelim Chadashim, Echad Kelim Yishanim, whether it's new, brand new clothing, or even old clothing, they're Yotzi Mitoch HaMachbesh, they come right out of the press. Right, so you can't have anything that looks like new clothing, ironing is going to make it look like new, so that's no good. Okay, blanket prohibition, first opinion in the Mishnah. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, no, it's not a blanket prohibition. They only prohibited new clothing, but old clothing, knock yourself out. Old clothing is old. You cannot make it new again. Rabbi Lazar Rab Shimon Omer, right? Lazar Rab Shimon goes even further when he says, La'asra ela kelim chadashim levanim bilvad. The only thing that's prohibited is, number one, they have to be new, and number two, they have to be white. Right, if you don't have both of those criteria, you can go ahead and wear it while you are in mourning. So Abai nafak bigurada disarvala karebi. Abai went out with an old white robe like Rebbe, because Rebbe said only new is prohibited. Old is fine. Rava Nafik, Rava went out, right, when he was in Abelis, obviously, Bechimutzta Romisa Sumkata Chadati, right, some kind of Roman garment that was Sumkata is red and Chadati is new, right, the Taf and the Shin interchangeable, Chadash, Chadati, right, Ki Rabbi Lazar Rav Shimon, like the opinion of Rabbi Lazar Rav Shimon, Rabbi Lazar Rav Shimon said the only problem is new and white, so he went out new and red. That follows the opinion of Rabbi Elazar be Rabbi Shimon. Okay, now another new topic, which we'll start today, and it'll run into tomorrow. Mipnei she'amru, right? is a quote from the Mishnah, Shabbos Ola Ve'ena Mafsekin, right? Shabbos is included in the count of seven. It's Ola, it goes up towards it. Right? Ve'ena Mafsekin, but it doesn't stop the Avelos like a holiday, right? If you run into a holiday, it stops Shiva or it stops Shlosh. Shabbos does not do that, but it does count. Good. So now, with regard to Shabbos and Avelos, from the Yehuda of Galilah, the children of Yehuda, and the children, right, the Jews living in the Galil, have an argument. Hani Amre, these say, what do they say? Cliffhanger. I know you're dying to know. Come back tomorrow and join me, because this concludes our learning for today.